Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in and locked in all over North America. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And you, I'm glad you're here. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope everybody you care about is in the same boat. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can always lock in live and local on the affiliate station where you live. You got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, again. And we've had a busy show. We've had a busy afternoon. Talked about Bill Belichick picking up yet another job. This time for the Underdog Sports Network. Yeah, one of the gambling companies. He's going to do a series called Coach. Bill Belichick trying to keep busy because he is no longer coaching. We talked about the Chicago Bears. DJ Moore gets a new contract. And we won't see him play tomorrow in the Hall of Fame game. And we won't see Caleb Williams play in a Hall of Fame game because we will not see one starter from the Chicago Bears as they take on the Houston Texans. We won't see it. We talked about the Denver Broncos and the fact that Zach Wilson, New York Jets reject. Sean Payton already stopped putting him out there with the first team. And so I guess this is between Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix. Good luck in Denver, okay? Talked about the NFL. This preseason, they're going to be testing Hawkeye technology. So instead of running out the old guys with the chains in a year or so, hopefully soon, we can actually utilize cameras and video technology to figure out where a ball should be spotted. No more of this waiting for the old guys to figure it out with a rubber band and an index card and them stupid chains. We can just get the first down right away. We don't got to wait for anybody. We talked about Team USA basketball. They beat South Sudan. The final score was 103-86. South Sudan did not sneak up on anybody today. Bam Adebayo led the way for Team USA basketball with 18 points, 7 rebounds, and he knocked down 2 threes. Bam Adebayo got busy in the first half of the game. And Joel Embiid, he was stuck to the bench. He started in the last game against Serbia. He was on the bench. He was anchoring the bench. He was warming it today. Jason Tatum, he did play. As a matter of fact, he started for Team USA after not playing against Serbia. Jason Tatum only finished with 4 points. And then we told you about a young Major League Baseball prospect, the son of Matt. Jackson Holliday returned to the Orioles. He had a grand slam. What a way to make your return to the big leagues. Hopefully he sticks around. Hopefully we see him in the bigs for a very long time. And then we talked about Mike Trout, who, due to his injuries, well, he's not in the bigs. They don't even want this man rehabbing after he had surgery for his meniscus in May. We ain't going to see this man, Mike Trout, for the rest of the season. That's just my guess, and it's a damn shame. There's a lot, and if you're a fan of the Angels, everything is a shame, right? Your owner sucks. You got Artie Moreno. You're in the shadow of the Dodgers. I mean, the team is so inferior that they decided to say, you know what, we're not just the California Angels. We're not just the Anaheim Angels. We have to be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's lame. You have a generational player that can't play. You have a jackass of a player who doesn't want to play and is always hurting, Anthony Rendon. And then you got a terrible owner in Artie Moreno. Like, I feel bad for Angels fans. Whoever still supports the Angels. I think at this point, it's just guys who support individual players. We got to go back to David Eckstein. I don't know. But I feel bad for Angels fans. And then even if you start to think about the trade deadline, teams that perennially are selling guys off, it just makes you go, like, damn, what are you doing? Like, there's some fan bases where you have to wake up and just go, how can I root for this team? We got a lot of squads like that. We really do. And so it got me thinking. You got a top six list, and we touched on this last night. I got a top six list right now. I'm going to share with you. Suffering fan bases. Right now. Not historically. I don't need to talk about the Buffalo Bills from, 30, 40 years ago. Not able to win a Super Bowl. I don't need to talk about a team that's never won. No. I'm talking about right now, today. What professional sports franchises have their teams, have their fan bases in agony? Has them crying? Has them going, why do I support this team? You know what? We're not going to waste any time. It's a new top six list of suffering fan bases right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Time to take a look at the top six suffering fan bases in sports right now. What fan base has it the worst? Which team gives them no hope? Which team makes them suffer? Which team has them on the edge of their seats? This one is pretty tricky. Damn it, they made last week's list, and they're making this list again. You want to talk about a suffering fan base? This team is under hostage, is being held hostage. And number six, it's the New York Jets. I'm sorry, I get it. They're going to go to the playoffs. I think they will. They got Aaron Rodgers back. He's 40 years old for now. He's coming off of an Achilles tear. He's out there playing. He's out there practicing. The honeymoon is over. At the end of last season, after Aaron Rodgers went down, they had to look at Zach Wilson try to throw a football. The New York Jets went 7-10. Aaron Rodgers sat around and basically said, I get it. I know. We're all cooked if we don't have success this upcoming season. Well, the New York Jets' last playoff appearance was in 2010. This is the longest playoff drought in professional sports here in North America. It's 13 years of not going to the playoffs. How do you not go to the playoffs by accident? The New York Jets have been bad for a long time. I told you they swung and missed on Zach Wilson. They swung and missed on Sam Darnold. They swung and missed on Mark Sanchez, who, by the way, was on the team that last time they made the playoffs. Mark Sanchez is now in a television booth. And the reason why Jet fans might be suffering right now, and I'll say it again last week as we talked about teams in turmoil, the Jets either going to fall in a good way or a bad way. And if they fall in a bad way, they're going to be bad for a real long time. Ironically, the man holding them hostage, Aaron Rodgers, at the end of last season, after being a massive distraction himself while being injured, he says we need to stop the BS. We need to stop the distractions. He's the biggest distraction. Listen to this.
Anything that doesn't have anything to do with winning needs to be assessed. So anything in the this building that we're doing individually or collectively that has nothing to do with real winning needs to be assessed. everything that we do has to have a purpose, too. When you step in the building, there's intentionality with everything that you do. And it's not a half-the-time thing. It's not a sometimes thing. It's not a most-of-the-time thing. It's an every-time thing. If you want to be a winning organization and to put yourself in a position to win championships and be competitive, everything that you do matters. And the bullshit that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building.
He needs to get out of the building. But he's not. They're stuck with him. This is like that movie... I'm asking the wrong guy. Hickey, what's that movie with the pirate? You know what I'm talking about? With the Somalian pirate guy?
I'm the captain now?
Yes, he got on the boat. He says, look at me. I'm the captain now. This is what Aaron Rodgers did to the Jets, and the New York Jets said, take me. We need your help. New York Jets looked at a pirate to save the day. And maybe he will, probably not. Anyway, New York Jets, suffering fan base. I got them at number 6 on the list. They're right on the edge. I got the Jets at 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Well, speaking about a losing franchise, oh my God. This is a basketball team. I'm going to put it in different terms. They won 17 games last year. They lost 65. They gave a head coach who did not want to coach a 6-year, $78 million contract. They gave him all of this money because he didn't want to coach. And then they sucked. They were awful. His name is Monty Williams. The team, the fan base, fans of the Detroit Pistons. Sorry, Detroit basketball. They fired Monty Williams. After one season, they still owe him $65 million. He's going to take the best and longest vacation ever. Ever. Trajan Langdon comes through, takes over the team in the front office, hires J.B. Bickerstaff, who got the boot from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maybe they'll turn things around. They certainly have a lot of talent. And the fans in Detroit, the people in Detroit, I mean, even the news people in Detroit, they couldn't believe how bad and disastrous things were. Listen to this from television station WXYZ in Detroit.
Last May, the Pistons signed Monty Williams to the richest coaching contract in NBA history. Williams' debut season on Detroit's sideline ended with the worst record in franchise history. And so, owner Tom Gorris has decided to pay Williams $65 million not to coach the Pistons. Ownership making the decision to fire Williams after the Pistons went 14-68 this season. They had the worst record in the NBA. That included a league record 28-game losing streak.
Oh, my God. And they got talent. Jalen Duren, they got Cade Cunningham. They just gave him $200-plus million extension on a losing team. Come on. They can't be this bad, right? Like, Pistons fans got a little bit of optimism, but right now, just pay attention to the lines. Good luck. You want to talk about a suffering fan base? The Pistons fans, they have been suffering, but it looks like there might be a peak of light. I got the Pistons at number 5. What's the next number? What fan base is suffering next?
Number 4.
Imagine having an owner that will stand up for your team so much that he's willing to risk assault charges. Imagine having an owner who cares so much that he'll throw water in your face. Imagine having an owner so bold he'll go into a restaurant and challenge his own fans and people in the neighborhood to stop making jokes about his team. Well, I guess it doesn't matter when you're David Tepper and you're worth $21 billion because the Carolina Panthers, you want to talk about a suffering fan base? That would be them. Oh, you forgot about, well, we'll get to Bryce Young. You forgot about David Tepper? This man has watched so much bad football since he's taken over. He's handed out so many bad contracts to coaches, by the way. David Tepper lost his cool last year. You need a reminder? I got you. Take a listen to this. Oh, this is Good Morning America. This is big deal.
Now to the owner of the Carolina Panthers under fire after he was caught on camera, apparently tossing a drink onto opposing fans. Will Reeve is back with these details. Good morning again, Will.
Yeah, hey, Eva. This is quite something. It was David Tepper. The Carolina Panthers, they've been having a miserable season. They're 2-14. Their rookie quarterback, Bryce Young, he's been having a rough go of it. They fired their coach midseason. That's the third time they've done that since 2019. And now this, take a look. Panthers owner David Tepper in a suite at Sunday's game, appearing to throw a drink at a fan who looked to be taunting him from the stands below.
Come on. At least he's willing to stand up for his team, right? It's not good. Not good at all. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Panthers, they finished with a record of 2-15. Also, Frank Reich, he is the head coach that got fired. The new head coach is Dave Canales. And Bryce Young, the quarterback who didn't have the greatest of seasons, he threw 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. Yeah, it's bad in Carolina. At least they drafted Xavier Leggett. At least he got some weapons to work with. They have some optimism. Bryce Young from this past Saturday, he said new head coach Dave Canales, I love him. He's been great. He spoke to the NFL Network.
He's does a great job of communicating to the quarterback room, to the entire offense, entire team. And, having a good, having an emphasis, having beliefs, and having, having places for us to start and build with, and then listening to the players, getting our input, wanting us to build together, which was really huge. So, we're continuing to grow together, to learn, and I'm excited moving forward.
Bruh, if you ain't good this year, this team is screwed, okay? You want to talk about a suffering fan base? They've had to suffer for years. They've had to suffer last year. Man, I wish David Tepper would throw a cup at me. I would sue $1 billion pain and suffering right out the gate. My pain is worth $1 billion. Give me $1 billion. What a loser that guy is. He gave Matt Rhule a 7-year, $60 million contract. You fix Baylor, come fix us. Now he's making money at Nebraska. What a guy. Panthers are a suffering fan base. I got them at number 4. What's next?
Number 3.
Damn it, this team lost another game today. It's the White Sox. I can't even say anything funny about them because they're pathetic. All my friends on the South Side, I don't even talk to them about baseball. I don't talk to them about nothing. How are your kids? Good? Great. Don't even ask them about the Sox. They now have a record of 27-64. The Royals beat them today 10-3. They're now on a 16-game losing streak. And what do you say? If Jerry Reinsdorf, just sell the team, man. Do it. Come on. I mean, we got to the trade deadline, and even Ozzie Guillen, who managed them, actually knows what winning is for the White Sox. Ozzie Guillen was just like, listen, people, why in the hell would anybody even want this team? Why do you want any of the players?
Right now, it's just kind of, I thought of the trader, because I don't know, for some reason, some players out there, they think they're going to get traded. They're like, no, a couple guys making...
They've made comments.
Comment about they want to say, who warned you?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah, who wants you for real? And they always make mistakes. Come on, this is the same White Sox team. Jerry Reinsdorf hired Tony La Russa. Here, let me provide you some context. In August of 2022, Tony La Russa sat in a dugout and fell asleep during the baseball game. He was flickering his eyes. He was falling asleep. 3 months later, he resigned. He said he had a heart issue, multiple heart issues. And he stood in front of the media and said, by the way, my heart issues had nothing to do with how I managed the team. Listen to this.
No time this season did either issue negatively affect my responsibilities as White Sox manager. Have you heard me say, well, 2 years, I learned early on, You got to earn respect and you got to earn trust. And the way you have trust is never lie. So, sincerely say that anything that you saw this year as a White Sox man, whether it was energy, decision make, whatever, there was nothing related to the two issues.
Okay, whatever. I guess being 77 years old with heart issues and alcohol problems had nothing to do with him falling asleep at work. Nothing. I feel bad for my fans and friends of the White Sox. There is no turnaround. They're going to suck for a long time. I got them number 3 on my list of suffering fan bases. White Sox are number 3. What team is next?
Number 2.
Oh, man. This is a relatively young team. They're in Florida. They're down in Miami in this ugly looking soup can of a spaceship. It's the Marlins. Do they have fans? They do, right? When they go to the World Series and win. And then they sell everybody off. This is what they've done in their history. They win and then they sell everybody off. They lose, they sell everybody off. It doesn't matter who owns the team at the time. They just, they're never consistent. Move the team to Montreal. Get them out of there. Save them. I mean, just over the past several days, Jazz Chisholm goes to the Yankees, playing like Aaron Judge. Tanner Scott goes to the Padres. Months ago, Luis Arias, he's out in San Diego as well. And then when Luis Arias, he got traded like right before the game started. Their manager, Skip Schumacher, he's just like, yeah, we were all shocked. We couldn't believe it.
But when he gets pulled out of the lineup, I think, you know, these guys aren't dumb. They know what's going on. And I think that the initial shock factor is definitely real. And hopefully, you know, it goes away in a couple days or tomorrow or whatever it is, because we know it's business and you're paid to come here and win games and be professional. But, you know, when a guy like that is taken out of the lineup or, you know, potentially traded, I mean, you feel it because he's such a good kid and one of the leaders in that clubhouse. So there's definitely a shock value.
Yeah, man. The Marlins are going to trade you if it's a good season, a bad season. They just go move you. Like, I don't know, ask Kevin Brown or Jeff Conine, Gary Sheffield. Ask anybody. Man, at one point, Mike Piazza was there. It's like they can never afford anybody. They need to move the team to the beach. Or forget it, just move them to Montreal. I got Miami Marlins number 2 on my list. Top 6 list of suffering fan bases in sports. Marlins number 2. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you number 1. What fan base in professional sports is suffering the most right now? I'm going to tell you that team on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. MLB trade deadline. It came, it went. Did your team get better? Or did your team basically punt on the rest of the regular season? NFL training camps also underway. NBA teams on vacation. NHL teams are hanging out by the beach too. But I had to stop and think about all the sad fans whose teams basically say, we stink. We're going nowhere. Like, I had to stop and think about all the sad fan bases of teams that just are going nowhere, have no hope, have no future. There's a lot of pain in their immediate future. Maybe, probably, maybe there's pain right now. And so as I do every single Wednesday, I've started sharing with you a top 6 list. Today, the top 6 suffering fan bases in sports right now. I'm trying my best. I'm not thinking about historical pain. I mean, we got some franchises that haven't won championships. Okay, I get it. We ain't talking about that right now. What champions, or excuse me, they're not champions. What fan bases are in pain right now? I'm about to share with you number 1. Let me give you a quick recap if you weren't here in the last break. And if you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number 6, I gave you the New York Jets. Yeah, this might be a playoff team or they may completely go to hell. Aaron Rodgers said as much. He said, if we don't have success, we're all fired. Well, if he's fired and the coach is fired and the general manager's fired, the New York Jets, their fans are really the ones who are going to be cooked. At number 5, I gave you the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, the Pistons, man, they won 17 games last year. 17-65. They paid a coach $65 million to go away. At least they have young talent. Their fans have been suffering. They deserve better. There should be a turnaround. Should be. Top 6 suffering fan bases in sports right now. Number 4, I gave you the Panthers. People are crossing their fingers, their toes, their knees, their legs. They're crossing everything hoping that the Carolina Panthers can showcase at least some type of hope this upcoming season with Bryce Young. They're hoping that Bryce Young can do something with Dave Canales. Otherwise, David Tuppy's probably going to fire everybody and throw water and alcohol and other things on them on the way out. At number three, suffering fan bases, I gave you the Chicago White Sox. They went from a manager falling asleep in the dugout to a team that, even a couple of years later, is still on a 16-game losing streak, is on a historically poor pace. They got 27 wins and 64 losses. The White Sox have no future. They have no hope. And all they can do is just pray to God that a prospect works out in like 5 to 6 years. They're garbage. And number two, suffering fan base. The Marlins have been around since 1993. They've won themselves a couple of World Series, but they can never sustain anything because whether they're winning or they're losing, they're trading everybody. Jazz Chisholm, gone. Luis Arraez, gone. Tanner Scott, gone. Trevor Rogers, gone. Man, I can go back almost 25, 28 years about other guys that they've traded. Come on now. It's a shame. Jeff Conine, Gary Sheffield, Mike Piazza. It's a poor franchise. It don't matter who owns them at the time. And so if you're a Marlins fan, my condolences. Do something better. Go to the beach. And quit on them. Quit. A lot of people have already. And so if I have the Marlins at number two on my list, what professional sports franchise could possibly be suffering? What fan base could be in more pain than fans of the Marlins? Well, if we go from one side of the country to the other and just go to Northern California, all we got to do is go to Oakland. The worst fan base, what number are we up to?
Number one.
This fan base is suffering so much because the team is leaving. It's the Oakland A's. I know you didn't forget. Because this has been a disaster for the past few seasons. I mean, the fans have staged sit-ins. Yeah, they've been saying they staged sit-ins just to buy tickets and complain about them leaving. They have performed sit-outs. They have refused to buy tickets just to make their voices heard outside that piece of crap Oakland Coliseum to let them know, you know, we don't want you to leave. Well, Jeff Fisher, the owner, he wants to leave. He wants to follow the money. Making up all these, Oakland doesn't want to work with us. Oh, this doesn't work for us on the waterfront. Oh, we just have to leave. And Major League Baseball doesn't care. Because who doesn't want to put a franchise in Vegas? And why add a team when you have to split the pie even further? Let's just move one team from Oakland, even though they've been there since 1968. You forgot? Don't take my word for it. This team, they got to move to Vegas in a place that's not even built for them yet. And they have to make a stop in Sacramento next year. This is from NBC in the Bay Area.
The other cleat dropped today after 56 years at the Oakland Coliseum. It is game over for the Athletics in Oakland. The A's announced this morning they will leave the East Bay in 2025 and move to a temporary home in West Sacramento. They're going to play at the Sutter Health Park, which is home to the minor league Sacramento Rivercats. The two teams are going to share that facility. A's president Dave Cavill says a deal with Oakland was just not a viable option. And he says this also gives the Sacramento area the chance to prove it can support a big league team full time.
Man, ain't no team moving out to Sacramento. First of all, they're playing in a minor league ballpark. Who's building that stadium? Come on. And there's already concerns, I got to tell you, that it's gotten so hot in Sacramento. They're playing outside. Nobody thought about that. That next year in the summertime, trying to schedule their games at night might be difficult because of the stadium configuration. And in the daytime, they've already seen triple-digit temperatures up in Sacramento. Oh, yeah, and by the way, the stadium in Las Vegas, there's no full guarantee that it's going to be built yet and or on time. And so if you want to talk about a fan base that is suffering, out in Oakland, the A's, they've seen some talent over the years, okay? They've seen Hall of Famers. The Oakland Athletics, their fans, even playing in that dump. This is a team. They've seen championships. And now they're just going to be gone? You tell me something worse than a team that just up and leaves because the league, the owner, John Fisher, everybody is just greedy. I got the Oakland A's at number one on my list of suffering fan bases. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you the Jets. At number five, I gave you the Pistons. At number four, I gave you the Carolina Panthers. At number three, the Chicago White Sox. At number two, the Miami Marlins. And at number one, a fan base suffering the most, it's the A's. Because they are nothing but on borrowed time right now. And that sucks. It's been a slow death for multiple years. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a lot of fan bases that are suffering. I could think about 5 to 10 other teams right now. With good reason. I'm going to allow you to drop the name. What fan bases are currently enduring the most pain? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coast to coast. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of fan bases that are absolutely suffering. What fan bases drive, or excuse me, what teams drive their fan bases nuts? No hope, no future, pain. I'm talking about right now, today as it stands. What teams are driving their fans nuts? At number six, I gave you the Jets. At number five, I gave you the Pistons. At number four, I gave you the Panthers. At number three, I gave you the White Sox. At number two, I gave you the Marlins. At number one, I gave you the A's, soon to be former Oakland A's. There's a lot of fans all over North America who are suffering, feeling the pain. 855-212-4227. You let me know. Who's on your mind? I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Missouri and talk to Dustin. Dustin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Brandon? How are you tonight? How's the show?
It's going good. How are you? What's up?
Nothing, man. So your top five, top six is great. What if I could say, like, instead of a franchise, like a city that's yearning for something?
Now give me a fan base.
Seattle.
Give me a fan base.
The Seattle Storm. Because I think they are yearning for, like, an NBA supersonic team. And I think if that would happen, that would make the Seattle fan base just grow much bigger for the Kraken. Of course, we know the Seahawks, they got their big fan base. The Sounders would grow. I think for a city, it would grow. But for a Seattle Supersonics NBA team to get back there, which I know it will, maybe, hopefully, what, 6 years? Then Seattle's a good team.
Well, they can't suffer without a team, Dustin. Thank you for calling from Missouri. That team been gone for a minute. Hopefully, come back soon. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If I'm thinking about a fan base, not a city, but a fan base that's suffering right now, today, who the hell is it? 855-212-4227. Russell, he's here from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Russell?
Hey, Russell, I'm going to try not to swear.
Uh-oh.
But I am a diehard Oakland A's fan and, unfortunately, a diehard Raiders fan.
Oh, boy.
Born in the area of both teams and watched both teams go to the grandest and watch them both kind of fall down their faces. And unfortunately, the city of Oakland is not the best group to go ahead and expect to get much action done with them for where they're at. And it's sad.
Well, let me ask you this,
Russell. Really, really sad.
Are you still rooting for them as they go out to Vegas?
I'm staying with them.
Okay.
I'm staying with them. Now, I'm still staying with the Raiders also. And even though I can go across the bay and pick up with the 49ers.
Okay.
But, yeah, he just, with the age, he just has not, and it's kind of what happened with the Raiders too. They just overspent their stuff in the area they're in. I mean, the Raiders still owe the city of Oakland money on that Coliseum.
Well,
and so,
Russell, I think it's a little bit more simpler than that. Thank you so much for calling from Idaho. Vegas and these teams, the leagues, they have embraced gambling. Okay? They embrace gambling. And as we've seen, the floodgates have opened up. And now everybody is so comfortable with gambling, let's just move teams to Vegas. Why not? Because that's where the money is. Okay? We got an NBA team. Sooner than later, there's going to be an NBA team that is in Vegas. NFL is there. Baseball is moving out there. The NHL is there. We got a WNBA team. Come on, man. Gambling's where the money's at. Ain't got nothing to do with what happened in Oakland. Oakland just so happens to be the closest teams that can move out there. Come on now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you want to talk about a suffering fan base, who the hell is it? Leonard is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how you doing there, young man?
I'm very well. Go ahead.
Man, the Washington Wizards, bro. Come on. That's one of the worst teams. Man, what do they do, man? Tell me, what have they done lately? You know, I'm from Baltimore. They used to be the Baltimore Bullets at one time. So I kind of stuck with them in Washington. But, man, you know, from the general management to the choices when they at the draft, like, come on, man. The Washington Wizards fan base, man, we suffer, man, on a yearly basis.
Yeah, you got Jordan Poole. Exciting, right?
Jordan Poole. Man, please. Let's go back to when they had an opportunity, when they had Caron Butler and Jameson, right?
Anton.
They had an opportunity. Yeah. They had an opportunity then to do something. They didn't do anything to make the team better, you know. I think they just in it, you know, just to sell tickets. I don't think they're in it to win a championship at all. What do you think? I'm off the air.
Well, thank you, Leonard, for calling from Baltimore. We're going to have to ask Mr. Leonsis. Let's ask him about that. Maybe they can also – maybe the Wizards can also sell brunch plus tickets on Sundays. Why not? I mean, come on, Jordan Poole? Who's buying tickets to see Jordan Poole? A sucker. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about fan bases that are suffering. They're in pain. Blaine is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Blaine.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going very well. What's up?
We're talking a lot about pro teams, but I want to bring in a college team, and I want to talk about the Razorbacks.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's rough when you got to hire your head coach that got himself fired as your offense coordinator try to fix the problem, you know.
Well, listen, how many games are they going to win this year?
I'm hoping for at least 7, but who knows?
7 in the new SEC?
Well, yeah, because they got a lot of non-cons that are winnable, and then after that, you know, I'm hoping they can squeak out the ones they're not supposed to.
Nobody, you know, no motorcycle accidents with the intern, none of that stuff this season, right?
Nothing. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that Calipari turns around the basketball. That's my saving grace, hopefully, for this year.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I hope. Well, he decided to go because of all the Walmart money, so let's see if that helps him out too, Blaine, okay?
Tyson, not Walmart, Tyson.
No Waltons too? Just Tyson? Okay.
Just the brothers. Coliseum there, okay. Money's from Tyson.
And Jerry not kicking over? I know Jerry kicking in some money too now. Come on.
Well, you would think he would. Maybe he'll start. Maybe if basketball turns around with how much they gave John.
Well, listen, maybe Jerry Jones needs to just focus in on the Cowboys and have some success.
That's true, too.
Thank you, Blaine. I appreciate you, man.
Maybe his quarterback figured out.
Yeah, we'll see.
What?
No, I said I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, he ain't telling no lies. Find me somebody that likes Bobby Petrino. Find me somebody. Anybody? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about suffering franchises. What fan bases are feeling the pain the most? I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, the Oakland A's, their fans are suffering.